Yeah, it's very important. So it is that we get the minister to come up and see for himself the traffic that we have in Letterkenny, the problems that it's causing for the people who live in it, the people who visit the town, and the businesses. And I think the best way for the minister to actually get a feeling for that is to come up and see for himself and look at the plans that we have to try and alleviate the traffic congestion in Letterkenny in the years ahead.
There was a discussion between yourself and Councillor Brogan in terms of active travel, and in many ways, and for many people, active travel at the moment is the biggest problem in Letterkenny. You believe that's not the case. You're effectively saying it's a nonsense to blame active travel. You believe the key to all this is the Southern Relief Road.
I believe that the travel problems in Letterkenny is a number of aspects. The public transport bus would be helpful. The active travel will be helpful in the time ahead. The road, the Southern Relief Road, the Northern Relief Road, and of course the 10T. It's not one thing that's going to fix all, but it's a multiple of initiatives that will address it. The active travel, now I can understand people's frustration because that's what they see. But you know and I know we've had traffic congestion in Letterkenny going back 20 years. And we've tried over the years to do everything to try and alleviate it and sort it out. But what we haven't done is built new roads and better access in and out of the town. And that's what we need to do. That's what's missing. Active travel is seen there now because the barriers are up, the work is ongoing. But active travel is proof, it's future-proofing travel in Letterkenny Town for the people who live in Letterkenny Town, and that's our children, our grandchildren, the elderly and people with disabilities. This is a nightmare at the minute for people in that genre to get about this town, but we can't forget them, and we have to get away from being a car-dominated town. And unfortunately, we need more roads to help with that, but we also need active travelways, whether safe footpaths, safe cycling paths, and safe crossing points for everybody in the town.